Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
So, Jim, a busy news week. I know you have a few stories today. We'll start with an unfortunate one. It has to do with a murder.
Well, a lot going on, David. Lots of news this week. Unfortunately, there was a murder in New Lisbon. Murders, of course, are very rare in Otsego County. The victim and suspect were both homeless men. We've got the Cooperstown baseball team going to the state Final Four for the first time. We've got an argument on the county board over whether to pursue a county manager form of government or not. But here's my favorite story of the week. Every year, the senior class at Cooperstown Central does a senior prank. And it's supposed to be harmless, but once in a while, it gets out of hand. Usually, the administration tends to look the other way on a normal year. But the other night, the seniors slipped into school, and they were supposed to ziplock all the underclassmen's lockers. But one thing led to another, and at about 9:30, the new superintendent, Bill Crankshaw, he came down from Remsen on January 1, got a call at home that things had gotten out of hand. So he hurried down. All the desks had been removed from the classrooms and stacked in the hallways. Some sort of sticky oil had been spread on all the cafeteria tables, tough to remove. And then seniors rock or something like that had been spray painted in hard to remove oil-based spray paint on the plate glass windows of the high school office. So apparently it was quite a mess. At any event, Crankshaw, instead of berating the students, just said to them, "This won't do. We've got to clean it up." And then he worked side by side with them, getting the school back to normal. So he and about 30 seniors worked until 1, 2 a.m. to get things fixed. Well, you know, 10 years ago, there was a really wild prank, and seniors had raised a couple of hundred mice, painted them orange, the school color, and let them loose in the hallways. And by the time that was over, several had been suspended. A couple weren't allowed to go to graduation. You know, really rough stuff. But when this was over, Crankshaw let it go. It was a learning experience, he told me a few days later, and it's going to be more important to the seniors, that learning experience, he said, than any sort of punishment. Well, we included an item in the Freeman's Journal, posted an article on our website, and we're getting thousands of responses. He's received a lot of praise for, you know, making common cause with the seniors, teaching them responsibility, and making such a hands-on response. So, David, I think Bill Crankshaw is going to do just fine.
Quite a baptism by fire, huh?
Or by paint or whatever.
Sure. So. Well, we've been talking with Jim Kevlin, joining us on Thursdays, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, where you can go to hear these stories or more. Or if you just tuned in, you can listen to us online at WAMC.org. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.